Hi guys, happy Wednesday. This is your host Molly. Welcome to the Darling Rage podcast and welcome to another solo minisode. Today I wanted to talk about something that comes up a lot in my life as a human, but also as an artist and a creative person. This idea of starting and when do you start? When are you prepared enough to start something? When's the right moment, etc., etc.? And I actually get this question from people a lot who ask me, how did you start making art? When did you start selling art? When did you start your podcast? How did that come about? How did you get to a place? Blah, 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 blah. And the core question that's usually behind at least 80% of these questions is, how did you get to a place where you were confident enough to start, where you could start? And this is always interesting to me because I found that no one can give you permission to start besides yourself. Did you hear what I said there? No one can give you permission to start something besides yourself. You ultimately get to decide when and how and why to start something. And maybe you're like me and you want to start selling your art, or you want to start a podcast or something like that. And you've been stopping yourself either because of analysis paralysis, right? Where you overthink and hem and haw and come up with all of these excuses in your head as to why you're not ready to start yet. It could be anything from, I don't have the money or time or skills to edit a podcast, or, you know, I'm not brave enough to speak to people, I'm not ready because A, B, C, and D, all these things, right? All these excuses that we put in our heads. And, you know, sometimes the quote-unquote excuses can be legitimate. Maybe there's a couple of steps that you need to take first. Although I will say with podcasting, all you need is your phone and the Anchor app. Hello. But it is interesting because we'll stop ourselves, right, with all of these excuses and limitations that we place on not being able to start because of A, B, C, and D. Maybe we think that we're not good enough, and that, my friends, or not brave enough or not confident enough, and that, my friends, is something that you need to be honest with yourself about. If you are putting off starting something, my mantra, like I said in the last minisode, is be curious, not judgmental. Be curious about why you're putting that thing off. Are you too scared? Are you doubting yourself? Because I want to tell you right now that whatever it is that you're thinking up or dreaming or wanting to do or have a vision to do, you have all the building blocks you need to get there, to do that thing. And you can start right now. You can start whenever you want. All you have to do is give yourself permission to do it, to be curious, to be willing to make mistakes and learn from them, and realize that failing forward is the way that everyone who's successful at anything gets there, right? You have to start somewhere. You have to engage with the thing. If you want to make a podcast, you have to start by, you know, downloading the Anchor app, or, you know, choosing something to talk about, or, you know, picking up your phone and hitting that scary red recording button like I just did. You have to decide, and it can only come from you. And I just wanted to let you guys know that it is more than okay. In fact, it's the best thing to just start where you are with what you have and go from there. Because if you are always waiting to start things till you're quote unquote ready, you're never going to be ready, right? There's never going to be that magical ding that says that it's okay and all clear and that you have everything, all your ducks lined up in a row, and that everything is going to go perfectly. There is no magical moment where everything is going to be ready for you to start the thing. You just need to start the thing. If it's important enough to you, if you really are serious about going after it, whether it's starting a podcast like I've been using as an example, or painting, or selling your art, or being more creative, or whatever it is, start where you are with what you already have. And I can guarantee that once you do that, you'll feel so much better. It also is going to feel a little uncomfortable, right? Because it's something new, something that you have to experiment with, to play with, and to allow yourself to lean into the mistakes and the failing forward. So I just wanted to come in here and encourage you guys today to just start. Start, fail forward, be okay with the messy process. This whole podcast is about the messy process, right? Darling rage, that's what it is. The fact that you are darling and special and so loved right in the ragey messiness of this life process. That's what it's all about. And through that, you're going to start finding your voice. You're going to start finding little bits of your confidence, and it'll only grow from there. So that's my encouragement to you guys today, is to just start where you are with what you already have, one baby step at a time, and then just keep going. I'm cheering you on from here. Until next time, rage on, darlings.